Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski recognized Women's History Month Tuesday by honoring two women who care for people with HIV/AIDS in Utah when other medical professionals turn them away. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Mayor Biskupski declared Tuesday, March 29th, Dr. Kristen Reese and Maggie Snyder Day in Salt Lake City. Reese and Snyder were among the first to provide care to HIV/AIDS patients when HIV first spread throughout Utah in the early 1980s.
Maggie and Kristen brought dignity to individuals in their final days when the rest of society worked so hard to steal even that from them.
Salt Lake City Councilman Stan Pinfold is executive director of the Utah AIDS Foundation. He says at the height of the epidemic, it was not uncommon for five clients to die in a week.
How do you imagine hazmat suits and food left by hospital workers in hallways because they were afraid, and families who abandoned their children out of fear?
Dr. Kristen Reese came to Utah in 1981, the year AIDS was first described. Maggie Snyder came a year later and worked alongside Reese as a physician assistant. Reese says it was serendipitous.
We happened to come to the right place at the right time with the right training and education to take on things. And I mean training and education formal and plus from our families and parents.
The mayor and city council also recognized a joint resolution supporting the United Nations-sponsored convention on the elimination of all forms of discrimination against women. Whitney Evans, KUER News.